How babies are fed in the hospital strongly influences how they are fed after they get home. Research shows that many women may unnecessarily ask for supplementation or quit breastfeeding in the hospital for three reasons. Their babies cry more on day two than on day one, making them think that their babies are too hungry. They don't know that waking up and fussiness are important ways babies communicate that they are ready to get feeding started. They don't feel changes in their breasts, signaling their milk is coming in, making them think they won't or can't make milk for their babies. They don't know that it's biologically normal and healthy for babies to consume small quantities of colostrum and milk for the first few days as breastfeeding is being established. Their babies don't latch and feed well on the first day. They don't know that it typically takes a few days for babies to learn how to latch consistently. Any baby who isn't consistently latching well after the first few days should be referred to a lactation specialist. By helping moms recognize that these events are a normal part of breastfeeding, you can reduce their stress and help prevent unnecessary supplementation of healthy breastfed babies. Let's watch a WIC counselor as she helps a pregnant mom to have more realistic expectations about getting breastfeeding started.